This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Christina, something's not allowed in school.
There's a lot of things that aren't allowed in schools. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some new things that aren't allowed in schools. And
mobile phones?
Mobile phones. I'm sure that's probably banned in some. Peanut butter, probably banned in a few others as well. But this...
Is peanut butter actually banned?
Pardon?
Just out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, no one can have peanut butter.
No. Anaphylactic, shock, death, generally not encouraged in the playground.
Okay. In case, like, well, one kid gives a sandwich to another kid, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That, sorry, I just was wondering.
You know, just in case of a food fight, because, you know, we all go to school in American cafeterias. But this is causing widespread outrage.
Can I just say that I would never get into that because I'd eat my food. I wouldn't be throwing it.
Yeah, you'd be diving it across.
I'd be like, give me the food!
Pizza slice goes flying over the table. I've got it! I've got it! Well, if you managed to get to the end of that introduction, this is a Chris and Jess podcast.
Now, I have read something on the interwebs.
Oh, geez, that's safe.
That has made me a little concerned, shall I say? Little concerned, for perhaps reasons different to you. Do you know that in schools they have just banned...
Peanut butter?
Well, probably.
I mean, that was a travesty within itself.
Yeah, but I can understand the peanut butter one. They have banned... Vicky, can I have a bit of like... I should have organised this.
Yeah.
Let me just do it myself. They have banned... pasta necklaces.
What?
Pasta necklaces.
They were the first piece of jewellery that I ever obtained.
Yes. Do you remember you would stick the little bits of pasta into food dye and stuff, or sometimes you'd put glitter on it or you'd paint it, and then you would thread it with a little piece of string and you would make a little necklace, and then you'd go home and be like, look at my necklace.
And your mum would pretend to like it.
Yes.
It was really sweet. You know, they were good memories.
And when you made the ones that were the pastas that were the bows.
Yep.
And you'd be like, oh, look how pretty my necklace is.
And then half the time you'd be like, I've got a bow tie, putting it on your neck.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'd eat it because, you know,
because
I'm Italian.
You.
Well, they have been banned because they're saying, this is a New South Wales school and childcare centre have banned them because it said it's not okay to waste food.
So you're on board with this? I can imagine you're on board with this because, like, I don't want to waste some pasta.
In the same vein, they've also banned potato stamps.
Oh, wait,
hold
on.
Do you guys remember when you used to carve out potatoes?
Yeah.
Put them into the ink pads and make stamps?
Yes.
Banned.
Oh.
Banned.
Why?
Food waste.
Food waste?
Banned. Banned. Yeah.
We only used, like, I used the crappiest potatoes.
Yes,
the quality was not there.
Uh-huh.
They were going in the bin anyway.
So continue to read, because I was just really furious by this. I was like, what is this? They've also banned egg cartons, because they're an allergy risk.
Okay, well, that's...
Craft. Okay, that one I'll take, even though producer Vicky just rolled her eyes. But I'll take that one. This one I will not take. Toilet paper rolls, because they're a breeding ground for E. coli.
What?
What are you doing putting the toilet paper roll inside the toilet?
What? Okay, maybe they should teach kids how to use the toilet roll, because otherwise they end up like you and doing it completely wrong.
So what they're doing is they're buying cardboard straws and sponges to make up for the toilet rolls, but then they're telling us that we're wasting food.
Now they're just creating more waste.
What is going on?
Well, they do it there, and they're also banning fancy pens and pencil cases and lunch boxes because they don't want some kids to feel left out that they don't have the fancy stuff.
I don't know about this. We want to know.
Actually, no, this is good. Is there something that you would want to ban from schools, Christina? Because, I mean, I'd ban rulers because that teaches kids that everything can be measured. And you know what? Some things can't. Just like quality humour.
We were talking about schools banning things.
Yeah.
Because pasta necklaces have been banned.
So have fancy pens as well.
Mm-hmm.
Outrageous. Chris?
Toilet rolls. Now, there was something else in this article that I forgot to read that I would really like to quickly mention. Claps have been banned. Clapping. Clapping has been banned because apparently it's bad for kids that have sensitive ears.
Or sensitive to loud noises.
Yes.
That's a bit much.
Sensitive. So now they just have to do
wave your hands.
Silent cheering. So in assembly, silent cheering.
So
it's a bit of this.
God, if assembly wasn't even...
I was silently cheering.
Yeah, well, that's great radio, isn't it?
Silently cheering.
We did get a few texts in.
Still silently cheering.
We got one text in saying they'd ban the people who make the rules. Get lives. No wonder we have people like Trump as the president of the states.
I mean, really enjoy that person didn't leave their name.
Yeah. Tell you what, you can get Trump to do anything. And we got a text in from Bob from Brunswick saying, banning cool lunch boxes. Outrageous!
Outrageous, Bob.
I'm starting a new job in February and I'm thinking of a new dinosaur lunchbox. Well, you know what, Bob? I say go for it. Get the
lunchbox. Go for it. A little bit of a T-Rex.
That's it. And he says ban stupid parents from schools. So tell you what, I think they're on point. And I think the only thing left to ban from schools is kids.
Kids?
Just get rid of the kids. Then all your problems are solved. Really?
Okay.
What else are you going to ban?
So in conclusion, we're banning the kids.
Banning the kids. Problem solves. Nobody will be offended.
Done.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.